EPA chief Liz Elden to revise rule Democrats weaponized against American famers. By Sean Moran on November 17, 2025. EPA Administrator Liz Elden unveiled the proposal Monday with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to revise the waters of the United States. VOTUS, rule that Elden said Democrats have weaponized against American farmers, entrepreneurs, and families. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, alongside Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works Adam Tell, announced a proposed rule that would set a clear definition of waters of the United States under the Clean Water Act. The two agencies proposed the revised rule would define key terms such as relatively permanent, continuous surface connection, and tributary to properly set the scope of VOTUS under the Clean Water Act and Supreme Court precedent. Strengthen state and tribal authority to provide clear regulatory guidelines while recognizing local expertise. The proposed rule would eliminate needless red tape and provide clarity for American industry, energy producers, ranchers and others impacted by onerous regulations. In a written statement, Elden described how the rule has been abused by Democrats against the American people. When it comes to the definition of waters of the United States, EPA has an important responsibility to protect water resources while setting clear and practical rules of the road that accelerate economic growth and opportunity. Democrat administrations have weaponized the definition of navigable waters to seize more power from American farmers, landowners, entrepreneurs, and families. We heard from Americans across the country who want clean water and a clear rule. No longer should America's landowners be forced to spend precious money hiring an attorney or consultant just to tell them whether a water of the United States is on their property. He added, EPA is delivering on President Trump's promise to finalize a revised definition for VOTUS that protects the nation's navigable waters from pollution, advances cooperative federalism by empowering states, and will result in economic growth across the country.